All right. Calling this meeting to order at 7:06. Do we have any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Not me.
Okay. Seeing none. Next is meeting minutes from February. So we'll take a look over those.
Looked good to me. My only question was the title of that class that the West Barnett Presbyterian Church is doing. Is it called Introduction to the Bible? I thought it was like History of, does it matter?
It was the study of the Bible. It's now done.
Okay, so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter really.
Great.
Yeah.
A motion to approve the minutes from February.
Thank you, Becca. Do we have a second?
I have a question. I wasn't here. She wasn't on the board. Linda's not here. Can we approve those minutes?
No.
So probably we should wait.
That's a good...
Okay. Thanks, Sue. Yeah. It's a good reminder. I forgot that you were not here in February. Okay, so we'll approve them in April. Thank you. Sue's keeping us on track. All right. Board chair report. I don't have anything additional. So we'll go to the treasurer's report. Thank you, Sue.
I don't have any comments on it, and not much has happened yet.
I was thinking, since it's Hillary's first meeting, would it be helpful to just talk through how we look at this at all, Hillary?
Sure.
So I get a report from Ben every month with the, usually he sends it on the Tuesday before our Thursday meeting.
Asshole.
Yeah, sorry. Ben. And that just shows all of our expenses. And then I put it in a format that's a little bit more easy to digest than what he sends.
Yeah, Sue's is like, yeah. So much more tangible.
Ben says a lot of negative numbers.
We just kind of talk about it. If there's any like major things that have happened, questions I have that Dylan might know, things that Dylan knows is coming up that I don't show yet, stuff like that.
Okay. Things pop up sometimes, and then that's kind of like it informs obviously our next year's budget. Like, you know, we used to have a lot of magazines that we subscribe to, and then during COVID we like flushed those, right? And then we brought back the newspaper, but magazines generally get donated, so it's not really part of our thing. And we've automated, so now we have a line for automation, and like software includes our barcoding, but also now we have the online catalog and things like that. So it's just like looking at the percentages and being like, whoa, or, you know, like ebooks were like into the new year right away. Mm-hmm. And it's at 99.6%. Psyched they gave us those $2 off. Great. but that is only a one-time beginning of the year thing. So we don't have to worry about it, right? Like we hit that, but that's fine. If books said 90%, we would be stressed.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's helpful to just kind of see like what we've put in the budget for each line and then what we've spent so far and where we're at, and this is per calendar year, so starting in January.
Okay.
Yep.
We often talk about how expensive postage is constantly.
I was just looking at that
and how hard it is to budget for, because we don't know.
Well, it goes up, and now we do. Now we're sending library for interlibrary loan as well as a receiving library. And every time any book either goes out or comes in, it's like I think last year it was $350. It's already four, four, five, four, 480.
Wow.
So it's kind of like, is it viable? When do we cap it? Do we cap it? Do we sell? Yeah. Anyway, events are things like summer reading or my like lambing story hour, some, you know, strawberry patch story hour. Vins came. We yes, often.
Fun to miss that.
Yeah. Well, I just got a thing. They have one. They just sent me something about doing a summer reading theme, so maybe we can combine with McIndoo's and get them to pay for some of it, but because that was fun.
Yeah.
But sometimes, and then you look up at grants, and like often, like I applied for the summer reading grant, which is $300. We have not gotten it yet, and I think it's, I think they're, we'll see. So.
May or may not be coming.
It always is like, yeah, we always get the $300. Yeah, we always get the, and I have not heard a peep. And it comes from IMLS, which I know was slashed. So we will see. That often gets added to special events. That's our, you know, summer programming stuff. So
makes sense.
We may not have that. I don't know. Anyway. Looks good to me, Sue.
Thanks. Do we have a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
Make a motion to approve the treasurer's report.
So, Sue can't second it, so you may have to second it.
Am I allowed to?
Yeah.
Okay. You're on the board.
I'll second it. Yeah. Thank you, Hillary. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carries. All right. Next is librarian's report.
All right. You guys got the text that, or the email that OPAC's online. If you don't know your PIN and you want your PIN, I have it in my phone because I thought you guys would text me and be like, what's my PIN? Jackie's been having fun on this.
Doesn't everyone want to check their account? Yeah. See what they have checked out?
It's pretty exciting. It is kind of fun. You can see like your circulation. You can see like, I mean, what's checked out, which is infinitely wrong.
Mine is right.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones with, yeah, it's the kids' books that go awry.
Oh, frankly. That makes sense.
It goes awry. I don't know. It's not always accurate, but we try. But it's kind of exciting. I did the training. We set up the site. It's a website. I have admin of it, so I can already see. I had two people come in today to ask for their PIN. I had someone call the other day. I'll keep plugging it. It is going to be a little like bumpy getting everyone their PIN number, but obviously I can't publicize that or everyone could see everyone's account. So that's a little sticky, but the setup was pretty easy, and going through it with this guy, it was like a one-on-one phone call, which was a little weird. I was like on the phone trying to do this stuff. But yeah, it wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. I am allowing for requests. We will see. I set it up though so I get an email if there's a request. I don't have to actively go into OPAC, which is one of the things I was a little worried about. I haven't trained Ira on it yet, but I feel like I need to get a little bit of a handle on it.
Requests of new books, like things people want to see?
No, like reserves.
Oh, okay.
Putting reserve on requests.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I expected a couple patrons to be all over that. kind of relieved it hasn't blown up in that direction yet. Okay. Just till I get my feet under me. But it is kind of fun. It automatically connects with, I had it add cover art. So it automatically connects like with our collection because it's synced to our resource mate. So if I add a book, it'll put it under new books. So it's almost better than our website for that. It's like a great like companion to our website.
Mm-hmm.
Or it says like, Jackie was like, oh my gosh, most checked out is so fun. It's all like Pinkalicious.
It's like tractor.
For sure. Yeah, tractor, Pinkalicious. I stink. Like, yeah. Glasses.
That's good.
And I was like, oh, Indigo himself is the reason that's on most checked out. And that was 20 years ago. But yeah, it's kind of fun. It like, I think it's going to be good. We'll see once it really gets fine if it's really viable to keep paying for. So I think give it a year or two and then we will go from there. I can see searched algorithms. There aren't really any yet. There's nothing amassed. But I think that'll be helpful in determining what I order. Like, if everyone's looking for nonfiction, I'll shift some money, right? Or if everyone's looking for a certain author, I can purchase the series, or, you know. And I think that's actually, like, maybe going to give us an insight into why some people aren't coming in, or what people want. So, it's kind of exciting. I joined the Vermont Library Association. They have a new sliding scale format, which makes it really affordable. And my sister and I don't know, I'm probably going to regret this, but my sister and I, she works for Literacy Partnerships for Scholastic, and she she's a vendor at this conference, Scholastic Curriculum is. It's down in Killington, where everyone loves to go all the time. And it's in May. And she's like, do you want to present with me? And so at first I was like, what am I going to present? And so then we started talking about it, but then this like seed library thing started kicking off out of here. And then I started thinking about this, like, and this is going to be brief because I can go for 4 hours, but when I was listening to the seed swap thing in here, I started thinking about how people are looking for more connection right now and what keeps us going in when people are feeling anxious about the economy or, it just seems to be, it almost seems to be like pandemic levels of anxiety, certainly coming in this library. So I started thinking about different ways that I can make people feel connected, at least to each other in Barnett, or, you know, even in small circles of Barnett. And I think in order to give people a sense of, peace and power is not really the right word, but purchase in their next year or whatever. I'm trying to develop this series of gatherings, is kind of how I'm thinking about it, around community, wellness, food, local energy, local economy. And maybe make us feel a little more just connected to each other when the rest of the world feels a little uncertain. So, and like really you can tie anything into that almost, but really with the like, if to moving forward from this like idea of passive programming, and we haven't totally been doing that, but really just like, we're here, come on in, come see us, to a much more active approach of how to get people in here to feel connected. So Ira has started on Sundays doing cribbage. Last week was the first, the first one was, I didn't publicize it enough. Last week we had 4 people. There's already 7 that are coming this coming Sunday. Said they really want to come. So that's kind of exciting. And Ira said everyone had a really nice time, just either talking or not talking. And I did contact this woman, it was a woman, I think it's now under it's a guy that runs it, but Solstice Seeds, and they're going to come to a seed saving workshop. They aren't packaging seeds right now for sale, but they are still doing education. They're doing something at Billings Farm in August, but we're hoping to get them here soon to do a seed saving thing. They're pretty well known. Everyone seems to know them. They're the Upper Valley. So just, and then the people that want to do a seed library have kind of gotten going. They have a logo. They have Oh, you guys met Curtis last time, mm-hmm. and oh, you weren't here, but he came and talked about the seed library. And there's like 6 of them that are kind of putting together this idea and proposal, and they've gotten seeds donated from Job Lot and stuff like that. And we're hoping to grow that. We're going to use the card catalogs that are the coffee tables in there for seeds, the special envelopes you can buy, and kind of see where that goes. In conjunction with that, I am starting to put together a actual part of the library, books, maybe some digital stuff that we can tap into that's cheaper or free, that has to do with resilience. So, like, actually, Hillary's oldest was in the other day, and he's like, my parents told me that if I want an ATV, I have to learn how to fix it. And so,
it's true.
And so he had some money for his birthday, and he wanted a manual on like ATV maintenance. And I was like, actually, that totally works within this, learn how to fix your own ATV. Awesome. Mm. Like, your kids probably, Evan could probably fix anyone's ATV.
Evan's out there just.
He's 7.
They can work together.
He is always out there, though. Or Evan could just come teach a class. But things like that really, update our collection on. So a lot of people have been asking about chickens again, which is like, because eggs are $8 a dozen. So it's like, yeah, I get it. Kind of feel like putting some out here, frankly.
Should.
They would definitely be eaten by something. Oh, yeah. Definitely. There's so many foxes missing. But I think it would be pretty awesome.
Some solution to that.
Okay. Oh, Everett and his shotgun.
I mean, there's one.
So just building towards like some energy resilience and sustainability, local food, how to grow your food, and trying to almost like bring in some generational differences, like people that know how to, like, I want to do a workshop on fermenting food. I think that would be really cool. And actually, I think that would be really popular. I have ILL'd so many books on fermentation. So I think people are just kind of thinking a little bit back to basics, like almost back to the pandemic. Like, how do we do this? So, So anyway, more meditation classes, more. But really, I'm thinking of it as like in a very intentional way of getting people together that have something in common so we can grow as a community in an active way, not just hoping it happens. So it's like manifested serendipity. Like, everyone meets each other and that's great. We don't know who's going to come, but really trying to actively make that happen. The people I've run this by have loved it. Anyway, so that is kind of what my sister and I we're looking at. A lot of libraries do this or something like this, but I think and so half of me is just like, who am I to tell anyone anything? No one. But anyway, should be fun. It's probably the only time I'm ever going to present anything with my sister. She is really good at spinning words, way better than me. And so she came up with seeding community resilience, giving growing generational community engagement. And so anyway, so I'm like madly trying to figure out how the heck to pull this off, basically. I haven't been accepted yet as a presenter. However, she's going as a vendor anyway. And I think even if I am not going to present, I think I'm going to go.
I think you should. My agency tabled at the conference last year, and my coworker was like, why wasn't your library there? All the libraries were there. It's a great place to build connection and get to know people. And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I tend to be like, okay, well, I got to work when I do that. But now I have IRA. So, who's a rock star, by the way? Like, I know that. He's great. And he, yesterday, was that yesterday you were in here? day before? Whatever day. Recently. Tuesday, right, because Ira comes in on Tuesday. So I had been helping people on, like, tech and everything all day. And somebody came in right when Ira was here, and I was helping someone else. And they were on this computer, or they had been on this computer, and they were like, oh, I need help, but I just couldn't, like, quite make it over here. And Ira came in, like, right at the right moment when I was, like, already kind of, like, I had done one-on-one stuff, like, and helped this person make a handyman poster, which is now hanging out there. And it was so great because I could hear them talk here, and it was just such a nice conversation, and just, like, his way of working with someone. It was great. Like, it was just, like, yeah, totally the right person, and he's totally on board with this, of course. And anyway, so that's kind of what I'm thinking, just in the same way we shifted a long time ago. I don't know if any of you were on the board, maybe Sue, but, like, when I just put a ton of money into events, because I was like, this is where all we've got to take some book money out, put it into programming, because people are, that's what's getting people down here. I think that's still what's getting people down here, but now we really, you know, I think flexibility is the key to all library survivals, and this is just the next step in what our library, our community needs. So, we had a Caledonia directors meeting, kind of. It was Jonathan Clark, me, and Sarah Spira from Groton. And she and I actually have a meeting. We're going to meet the past Tuesday. We're going to meet this coming Tuesday to try to feed off each other a little bit with the same idea. She has a couple different challenges than I do, but she has some great ideas, but we don't want to work over each other. So we're kind of doing similar things, but this way it's providing an even maybe bigger community for people to look towards, like, to go to her library, and we'd be kind of cross gathering. So she and I are meeting next Tuesday to discuss how we can do that, and we'll see where summer reading goes and if there's any money. A couple ideas if we have it. If we don't have it, whatever. We'll figure out where to go for money, but thank goodness we're a municipal library. That was the right choice. So that's it.
Thank you. Next up, typically we'd have our Art at the Library update, and that's been Linda.
She did have two new dates.
Okay.
I have them on the website, but I think I have them written down.
Okay.
Oh, also, I should have mentioned that our writing for flood recovery, ours Tuesday was in Peacham. Ours is next Tuesday. And then the 25th is Peacham. April 1st is here. Also Saturday, St. Patrick's Day waffles.
Be there.
They're going to be green.
Or be square.
Something's going to be... And be square. Come on, isn't this the cutest?
It's very cute.
You know how cute waffles are on the internet? So cute. I don't even like waffles. The irony. April 19th is felted bird nests. Aww. And apparently they're really cute. And she's doing it 12 and up.
Did you say the 19th?
April 19th.
Yes.
Oh, is that that was the second one she did with Sherry?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And it's going to be including kids that are 12 and up. So
cool. Okay.
I think that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And we really have to push that one because the last time the four people come, they are excited. Anyway, and then May 20th, Susan Chandler, our new neighbor,
okay,
is going to do Identifying the Age of Linens and Textiles.
Cool.
Yeah, and she'll do a whole thing on what to look for and what, you know, what certain things mean. It's her area of expertise, but it's the first thing she's doing for us, which I think is kind of fun.
Cool.
the age in what of textiles?
Identifying the age of linens and textiles. Yeah. So I do know those are coming up, and that's only because I asked her, because I was on the website trying to update it. I don't know anything else. Although that's probably the end of it, May.
I would think
that makes sense. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And do you want to check if those are on the Google Calendar? Yeah. Okay. I guess they're usually at 6:30. I guess we could check that.
That's on my website because I did at no. I think one of them's in the middle of the day on a Saturday. It's actually when we're open, which is kind of funny. But
okay. That might because the 18th is a Friday, I think.
19th.
Yeah, wait.
Oh, that's right, because no, Linda wanted to get away from the night.
Yeah, 18th is a Friday, so the 19th, it must be a Saturday, the Felton one.
So I think that's at one, like, it's on my website. Yeah. It's on the Barnett website, Becca, if you want to double check. Oh, actually, I could probably just see the text that she sent me. Susan's 7 to 8 p.m. Sherry Shank is 1 to 2:30 p.m.
And that's the Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. All right. Next, we have a couple of monthly tasks. I looked over these two policies. The one note that I made was, and these are on page 3. Hillary, if you want to look at them right now, or if you want to look at them later, it's really fine. It's a lot of things. So this is on page 3, and it's also number 3, compliance with the law and confidentiality. This year, they changed the Vermont law to be children age 12 instead of age 16. So there's a couple of bullet points that mention an age. I think it's like the fourth one down. A parent or guardian of a child under age, right now it says 16, who has a library account may request and receive circulation records. The age is now 12 to be in compliance with Vermont law. So that is the note that I had on that.
So we're updating our policy to reflect the new age.
Yeah, unless people have any other notes with this policy as we're going over it. Any other edits or
no, I think we spent a lot of time on this last year to try to really get it good to go. The law change, the policy changes, but otherwise I think it's good.
Yeah. So do we have a motion to change the age in this policy to 12 instead of 16?
I so move.
Thank you, Sue. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Becca. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion carries. Okay, so we'll update that.
Did you get all that, Hillary?
Almost.
We can take a second. Yeah.
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay. Good. All right. It's a lot.
We can wait. It's really okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm going to go back and listen to it anyway.
Okay. And then the other policy for us to look at is general considerations, which is the next policy, number 4. We also spent a good amount of time on this one last year. I don't have any notes on this one or edits, unless other people have thoughts.
Last year, every meeting, they went through one or two policies and really like reworked it and made it updated and relevant and to follow the state statute. So this year it's going to be easy to go through and just be like, yep, or just the age changed, or but like the wording they went through really carefully last year. So
yeah, we did a lot of updates. And we're always looking at them again to kind of make sure other things haven't changed. And in the future, I'll have your correct email. So when you get the agenda a couple days ahead of time, you can always like look through these or see what we're going to be looking at that month, which is helpful. Unless we have any edits, we don't need to do anything with that one. So, next up, we need to vote on officer roles for this year. So we should need to...
Do we have to vote on it? And should we vote on it if Linda's not here?
Yeah, I think you can. If you all... I mean, she's fine with being art at the library.
Yeah, that's true.
Might as well, because otherwise you have a whole other month of no... delineated officers.
Okay.
But obviously you guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but it's your library. I gave Hillary the key. I was like, here is your one perk. Come down here and have
anytime.
Some peace. Or lock your children in. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm locking them out.
Perfect. Or that.
Just you.
Yeah.
Just yeah. So we need to nominate each person and role, since Hillary's new. I'll make
a motion. Do you guys have a
two?
You have a chair, co-chair.
Yeah, they're in the
art of the library and secretary
bylaws that I gave you. I can start by nominating Hillary Cohen to be the secretary.
I second.
Thank you, Becca. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay.
Hillary's like, no. Well, Linda's an easy one, because when you're not at a meeting, you just do what you're told.
You just get nominated.
I nominate Jackie Verley to be the chair.
Thanks, Becca.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, motion carries.
I nominate Sue Wood to be the treasurer.
Thank you, Becca. I second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, the motion carries. I nominate Becca Pedersen to be the co-chair.
I second.
Thank you, Sue. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carries.
Linda. I nominate Linda Cochran to be the art at the library officer.
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion carries.
Thanks, Jackie. Thank you.
Good work, boss.
Yeah.
A lot of stress.
Rough.
Cool. Yeah, we do appreciate once again Hillary you being willing to be on the board and be the secretary. Woo-hoo. So we're excited to have you.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And then under new business we of course in our policies have a policy around our collection in general, which generally refers to our books, but we've been talking about having a more clear library of things policy, as we have other things that we are lending out besides books. So I was thinking for tonight, because I didn't send all of this ahead of time, but my thought was tonight we could just take these. If people want to take a little look through them now, we could. But I think it's nice to be able to take it home and read through it. And I can send it digitally too. So there's the policy, and then there's an agreement for patrons to sign when they take out a thing that is not a book. And then an addendum about collection development regarding the policy of things. So there's three things to look at. And like I said, I think it's a lot to go through it all tonight, but this can be a draft. And people can take a look this month, and then we could vote on it and make edits.
I'm good. Jackie did some editing, but most of this was just taken from, I pieced it together from other libraries that have, library things is becoming much more popular as a category, and because we're accumulating certain things, we've already checked out a ukulele and a banjo, and I had them sign kind of a draft version of a thing, just so
have
something.
Yeah.
It wasn't yet approved, but anyway. I just thought we might as well, especially if we're starting like a seed library kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, I think, and it's another one of those things, like all of our policies, that there's a piece in there about, you know, if somebody returns something broken, they should pay for it. And I think it's just good for us to have as a backup if we decide to just let it go and buy a new one. Of course, we can do that. But then we have something to fall back on, because some of that stuff is expensive and it's different than books.
Yeah. And sometimes, yeah, some libraries have things like, some are strict and some are like, you know, but we just don't, almost everything's donated, and which is part of the reason this is to protect us from just getting a ton of junk
it also gives us something to refuse things if people donate stuff we don't want, so
in kind of a kind way.
So unless people want to talk about it tonight, my thought would be take it home, take a look through it. I can send it digitally too if that's helpful, and then we can do edits and vote on it in April. Does that sound okay? Okay. Yes.
So I can have one here, or you can email it to her.
Okay. Yeah. How about I just email it out to everybody? Mm-hmm. So you all will have a paper one, and then I'll email it as well. All right. And then old and continuing business. We have an online catalog, which is very exciting.
Yep. I haven't done anything on the t-shirts. Is that next? And but the library railing is in the capable hands of William Graves. He came and looked at it, and he's like, well, that's weird. The mushrooms are on one side. So it's true. It is weird. He's gonna take care of it for us.
Okay. Great. Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn at 7:44?
Make a motion to adjourn at 7:44.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay. Motion carries.
44 minutes.